are back for another Supergirl Super Tuesday, and we are here to talk about season 4, episode 17, All About Eve, which was not actually all about Eve at all.
Not at all.
We got like two Eve moments.
Yep.
I feel like they just really wanted to use that title.
Same.
So what did you think about this week's episode?
Intense. I loved it. Kara got some problems. I'm glad she got some allies. You know, it pays to, you know, win things on the power of love, because she sure as hell gonna need that help.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming for her. But it was brilliant, and I'm loving Lex's petty and evil. I'm here for it all.
It's funny because Lex wasn't even really in this episode. But because of everything that's going on, he overshadowed this episode.
He wasn't physically, and that's the mark of a good character, when you can have a character not be there physically, and yet he's still an integral part of the episode.
Mm-hmm. I love how they, I swear we spent, I mean, we're on episode 17, so there's like, what, 5 or 6 episodes left. We spent the whole season being like, I don't understand how all these things come together. Like, I don't know how we're going to get to that.
And Les came through like, I am. I am how they all come together.
And now we have Lockwood, who's kind of realizing that he may have been manipulated.
He realized he's bitten off way more than he can chew.
That too. I appreciated it, though. Like, so, and I kind of wish Eve hadn't come in on the back end and turned that senator, because his face when that senator told him that she wasn't going to vote his way anymore, he came in there and so, like, he was all like, to his son, like, want to go see your dad willing and dealing and doing things in Washington and blah, blah, blah. His little bitch ass son was like, yeah, dad, like, let's go show him.
That's what I show that even though I was listen to her talk about the kids this season, y'all, let the record show I was rooting for Ruby's dad, but now we have her calling Lockwood Jr. a punk ass bitch. We have her okaying Frank Castle holding a knife on a preteen. I'm just saying, it's Shanna 2, me 1.
I would like to point out that Ruby never did nothing to nobody. But Ben Lockwood's son was out here like, let's go kill us some aliens.
And what about the Frank Castle situation? That kid hadn't done nothing to nobody.
That little kid was annoying. That little kid, that if he didn't get told about
him, trauma.
If that kid that hadn't gotten told about himself, he would have grown up to be one of these, like, MRA, one of these, like, I'm so glad, Captain Marvel, Alita challenge.
I'm going to stop you right there. That is not an okay reason to traumatize a preteen.
Scared straight is a thing.
I hate you right now.
Sometimes you got to raise the babies up with tough love.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on. You have lost your mind.
But yeah, he was shooketh when homegirl was like, I'm not voting that way anymore. He was like, what?
Record scratch.
I know. You might want to know how we got here. I was getting a little bit too big for my britches.
Yeah, basically. That's really what it was. He was smelling himself.
He knew he was the shit. And then homegirl was like, actually.
She's like, I ain't stupid. I vote for this. The whole world implodes. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
And then I love too, because like at that point, which by the way, so Supergirl knew that it was Eve because literally whatever cloaking thing she was using messed up on TV. And I was like, did nobody else? No, nobody else knows.
Right. I'm like, how is the whole world not like the fuck?
Like, especially if, after they had a president who essentially had the same, like, you'd think people would be on lookout for stuff like that, right? So yeah, that happens. Nobody else sees it but Supergirl, apparently. And I love when she does vote the other way and he's all like, what changed your mind, Senator? And she's like, just take the win. And in my mind, she said white man. She was like, just take the win, white man. Like, like, I did not want to vote your way, but I was threatened. And you, she said it too, like with side eye, like, you know why I voted that way. Shut up.
Also, the way I'm looking at it is somebody noticed and they're busy writing think pieces and uploading YouTube Illuminati videos. And then their broken clock is right twice a day. The one time they're right, anybody gonna listen?
No.
Because all their crazy bullshit on their channel.
Boy, who cried
Take a
wolf.
Lesson from this, toxic, crazy YouTuber. Take a lesson from this.
Pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your battles.
Can we talk about the return of the greatest, Carl Lumpen? So, Papa Jones came through.
So what I will say about the whole Papa Jones, which, by the way, I felt like if we were going to title this episode about anything or anybody, it should have been around Martian Manhunter, because clearly that was the more, what's the word, emotional storyline that we were having. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite performance from David Harewood, though.
The start of it was a bit wonky. But his once Carl Lumley got in the room, he's like, okay, Young Buck, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
It balanced out.
And, like, I knew it was, like, totally, like, this is all in your head. Like, I'm only saying the things you already feel kind of thing. But I love that they just threw in the, like, little things. Like, he's like, we should go get some coffee. It's like, I love this man. He's so adorable. And he was also just like, all that drama you going through, this feels like a lot. Like, you should calm down, John.
Like, I'm just going to take this and bounce. Yes. I'm like, damn, Dad. And at first I was like, is this my Manchester coming back? But then, as a side note, and I hope this isn't a spoiler, but someone posted that he's got a new show. I was like, but.
I mean, I wasn't expecting him to stick around, but, you know, he could be a recurring guest. He could come back from time to time.
I mean, I'm glad the brothers got work and his own show. But
like, he could do a 2-episode arc from time to time, a little something.
I'm selfish.
Yeah. See, it sucks because he was at Comic-Con last year. But I don't think he had been cast yet as Manchester Black. He was there for Night Flyers, the George R. R. Martin show on Sci-Fi. And yeah, I'm like, if he's not on the show anymore, then they won't have him at San Diego. And I just feel like it's such a missed opportunity. He was so great.
I know, right? Yes, we're selfish. We own it.
I'm so selfish. Like, I'm like, what? I talked to him last year, but it was about something completely different. So, I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Manchester. And I'm also wearing my free Manchester Black shirt right now, which you can purchase on the Black Guy Who Tips TeePublic store. Also, if you're looking for other cool shirts, I just got my Thanos Snap shirt from the MTR store. So, you know, the merch.
The flag over.
David Harewood, like, he was blacking, but he was blacking like a little too much. It was just a little too much sometimes.
Yeah, dial it back, Luke.
I was like, pull back. We love you. Pull back.
I'm having two moments. I don't know. I couldn't get into Flight the movie. But I did watch the 8-minute scene where he had to turn the plane and the autopilot was like, pull up. That was us to David today. Just pull up a little bit.
Yeah, just like, just a skosh. Just pull back, just a skosh. We didn't need that much. And then Kara.
Baby Poor baby, girl. She can't get the break.
No, I was just like, oh, baby girl. And this is the thing. I mean, we said this from the beginning of the season. Like, it's going to come to a head where, you know, her powers are only cool and fun, and she's only the good guy when she's on our side. What happens when she becomes the enemy? Mm-hmm. And we got, like, a little taste of it when she stopped officially working for the government. But now it's like, it's real deal. It's you know, she is, you know, Red Daughter, Supergirl has impersonated her. People think she actually attacked all those folks, which I was kind of like, yes, but no, y'all. Come on.
Well, and I hate to say it, they are really trying to redeem Haley, because even she was like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. this is like a consistent thing that shows do. It's like, oh, so-and-so is evil now. And I'm like, would people turn that quickly? Like, I guess, but I don't know. Like, it took us months to, like, officially cancel Kanye.
Shannon, you live in America. Of course it would.
No, she did one thing. She did one thing. And it seemed completely out of character. Like nobody was like, what's going on? No, I guess. I appreciated that Lena and Alex not only came together to work with Supergirl, because both of them now kind of don't like her, but that they also like stood behind her when the attack happened. They were like, that's not you. Like, we know better. I appreciated that.
Oh, and let's talk about my girl Kara's growth. The apology.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh my gosh.
That's my girl showing the growth. Yes.
Okay, so it was funny because like Lena was like immediately defensive. she found the hair nail and she was all like, yeah, I made more because blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And like, Lena was immediately like, because I know how you are and you're judgmental. So I know you immediately going to be mad at me, but here's why. I was like, God, I was like, Lena, give her a chance to process. Like, she just found out. But yeah, Kara with the growth, because like last year Supergirl would have been like, no, there's never any reason, and you're putting me in danger and all this kind of stuff. And this time was very different. Yeah, so I appreciate Kara finally, you know, coming to a place where she's like, okay,
it's not just about me.
Yeah, but also like, yes, this is my initial reaction. And I had it. Okay. and yes, I let me have my reaction. Now I can take it not about me. And here's why. But I understand.
Yeah.
Which is...
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, good girl.
It was very mature, but also very like... Because that's what people, I think it's because I was listening to TBGWT today. They were talking about Nipsey Hussle and, you know, I don't have any personal whatever to that particular person, but they were talking about other people's reactions to it and how, you know, like some people were having like a very like initial sad reaction. And then some people were like, well, he said this and, you know, and then other people like being mad and like, you know. So it's just like, we have to like let people have the reaction. And I love that Kara was just like, okay. But I'm also, okay, now I've had the reaction. I can move on now.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it shows a lot of emotional growth as well as like maturity. So our Kara's really grown up this season.
Hasn't she though? It's been wonderful.
It's been so lovely. So especially because we used to come and talk about her and just be like, this 53.
Why are you like this, Kara? Exactly. Like every episode was, why are you like this? Do better, be better.
Be best, Kara, be best. And I was like, oh, okay, like she did it, she's moved on. Look at her. And then too, I loved it on the flip side of having Lena and Alex, because they both have their issues with Supergirl and with aliens, and also they're like, okay, we're not dumb. Like, you wouldn't do this, we support you, and we're going to figure out who did this and what exactly is going on. Mm. And I think it helps, too, that, like, they know Lex enough to know
that he had a hand in it some kind of way.
Yeah, because everybody, like, immediately, like, was like, swear. And I'm like, y'all know Lex Luthor is out on the run, right?
It's like, y'all, the only person who had that reaction that made any lick of sense was Ben Lockwood.
Yes.
He's the only one where that's a logical line. The rest of y'all is dumb. No wonder y'all got tricked by President, now I just forgot Linda Carter's name. President Linda Carter. Y'all are just dumb. Just dumb.
President original Wonder Woman.
Right. Just dumb. Stupid.
I'm actually really excited also for this Jimmy storyline.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did it. I love that one of the DCCW Arrowverse shows is doing it in a way that makes actual sense and isn't all soap opery melodramatic in terms of dealing with PTSD. I'm out of the hospital and I'm just fine. No.
They've done it a little bit with Felicity on Arrow, not really in the PTSD way, but definitely in the, we see that her actions this season have to do with how she was terrorized in past seasons. So, like, everything that she's doing is, like, to protect herself, and she's not necessarily going about it in the best way. Mm-hmm. But this was, like, the physical and emotional reaction that you have to having experienced trauma. Which is really interesting. And what I loved about it is, like, Jimmy spends so much of the episode being like, I'm fine, I'm cool, I'm good. And his sister is like, look, like, you have been traumatized multiple times. Like, this man has tried to kill you multiple times. And I didn't realize that Jimmy still thought it was Manchester who shot him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, like,
as it was easy.
Yeah, he was like, he thought it was Manchester. So he's like, well, Manchester's gone. So, like, I'm fine. But then it was like, when he found out it was Lex, it was like, oh my God, this man tried to kill me for like the millionth time. And he's actually come close to killing me again. And it, like, the just his reaction to being that, because he's still Jimmy. So he's like trying to save everybody. And him being paralyzed with fear.
The fact that he went ahead and saved trash ass. Now I'm on the kid hate train. But trash ass baby Lockwood. I'm like, see, Jimmy, you're a better man than I could ever be. Well, I can't be a man because that's not my.
No, I would have let.
You're a better person.
Yeah. I would have let baby Lockwood have it. I
would have pushed him like, here's a target for you, Supergirl.
I would have been like, ooh, I tried. I reached. Yikes.
He slid through my fingers.
It was all happening so fast, it felt like. Like, I went to go towards him, but then,
I lost. Be like that sometimes, you know? Shame what they did to that dog.
Oh my God. And yo, and Red Daughter Supergirl, like, took out everybody with the mask.
Took out the White House. I guess we know that shit from Olympus Has Fallen was just that, some bullshit. Mm-hmm.
She said, How about this?
Like, you killed my little friend?
So messed up. Oh. Yeah. Just a good episode all around. And I know after this episode, we have another break. We have another couple weeks off. So I don't know where we go. I don't know what's going to be next. I'm excited for whatever it is.
Because what they're giving us is great.
It's so great. It's so interesting. Yeah. Jimmy's sister. Now we got Kelly. And I love that that's her job. Like, her job is dealing with soldiers who have gone through trauma.
Yeah.
So it just makes it so much more relevant and bringing in another character who is not in the midst of like the, like, you know, like she's not going to put on a suit and run around.
Right.
So I think that's really interesting. Another Black woman. People have said something about chemistry between her and Alex. I don't see it. Sorry.
I think it's a reach. I think folks just really want to see Alex in another relationship, and that's all well and good, but let's not do a disservice to our, and for just for the sake of representation.
Also,
because when you do that, it becomes a disservice.
Also, I just, like, I feel like the big thing when Fake Latina left, I can't remember her name. What was her name?
Maggie.
When Maggie left. The big thing with when Maggie left was not Alex finding love again. The big thing when Maggie left was Alex wanting to be a mom. Mm-hmm. So I much rather get that storyline. Like, I don't necessarily need her to have, because she doesn't need that to be a mother.
Right.
So, I mean, not going to hate on it because, you know, as somebody who personally is like, I don't really feel like doing this kid thing on my own, I get it. but it just feels like that's not something that Alex has been striving for.
No, I agree. So. And nor should it be. If that's not where her head's at, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I did feel like she had a little chemistry with dude that turned out to be a traitor. But that was about it. That's the only like little bit of like spark I've seen this season.
And I'm still side-eyeing you for that. I'm like, what did Bruce Banner say about Loki? He's like, you can, you know, he's crazier than a bag of cats. You can smell it on him. You can smell the MAGA on that man the minute he walked on screen. What are you talking about?
But.
No, you stop.
I think
right
it's something
now
about seeing people spar with each other. There's passion there.
And stop. I can't with you.
You know what? I just feel like all of my stuff is getting shot down today. So I'm just going to. Whatever. Anyway, feedback.
I got it open.
There's people hating.
No, I'm just being realistic. Rose, how is this episode the most Lex Luthor shit and he ain't even in it? Eve is that bitch from work. Yes, she is. I haven't used that one in a while. Eve is that bitch from work. And we all need to put respect on that name. Did James get a bad dose or is PTSD? Not letting him have superpowers. I think it's the PTSD, but I also think it's causing his senses to react in the way that the powers are going to manifest. Some of the powers are going to manifest. So some of it is the PTSD from the gunshots, and some of it is his powers, and he hasn't figured out how to balance them. And I know that this movie is controversial, but stay with me. In Man of Steel, Clark, as a kid, was very much the same way, where he locked himself in the closet. He could hear everything at once, and his mom had to talk him and show him, hey, just focus on the one thing, sound of my voice, and come out of it. I feel it's kind of like that same thing with Jimmy right now.
Y'all, I forgot that the dose is supposed to give him powers.
So did I. Lex jumped out of his chair the next day after giving himself freaking terminal cancer, and yet Jimmy laid up in the bed for another week.
Yeah. So I'm looking to see what powers Guardian has in the comics. And it seems to just be like accelerated, like enhanced strength and reflexes and like accelerated healing.
Yeah, it's possible maybe they're swinging it a different way though.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see it.
Now that Lena told Supergirl about the rock who's in, I cannot say hair now. She's got to tell Lena she is Supergirl. I'm surprised Lillian ain't dropped down yet.
Yo, everyone knows. Everyone knows, except for
Lex. I get, because Lex is petty. Lillian, I'm surprised she ain't said
it. Oh my God, speaking of Lillian. Lillian was talking all that yin yang. And then Lena was like, actually, he was coming for you to kill you. So what do you know? Lillian shut up real quick. She was like, oop. was like, I love it. Also, because Lena so often comes out of those conversations with her mom feeling really stupid. So yeah. I just love that she finally had one on her.
It was good. It was good to see. That secret is going to be so bad when it comes out. Did y'all read the full letter that Lex wrote to Lena? There's some real petty shit in the letter. Nah, the first paragraph was enough for me. He also said, Manchester ain't dead. I do not care what the ghost dad said. Team Manchester forever. Hey, I'm with you.
And now I'm going to remake of Ghost Dad with Carl Lumley.
No, that movie never, ever needs to be.
Ghost Dad was great. Don't hate on Ghost Dad.
I hated that movie even before we knew all the bullshit about
Ghost Dad. Was that bitch, okay? We're not doing this.
Marianne says, put some respect on Eve. Lex is going full Lex, and I'm loving every minute of it. Lastly, Martian Manhunter, let go of that peace talk. Look, I'm so glad his dad was like, dumbass, I didn't tell you to be just like me. Mm-hmm. In his loving Papa Jones way. But he was really like, you are so dumb. You are really dumb.
True.
Amani, hey, boo. Y'all told me we weren't getting any more Carl Lumley this season. I didn't think we were, but my heart and the CW said nay. The black team must continue. Sorry. Papa Jones was gone off that brown water and so happy to troll his son.
Gone off that brown water. I hate you.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing the remix of that song Wild Thoughts. Like a wicked old brown finger. That was Papa Jones at the coffee. As much as I appreciated the dynamic between him and Manchester, he was leaning a bit too hard into that man of peace without acknowledging the middle ground. Hopefully, now that he's more centered, he's off to Mars to find his boo McGann and bring that black love.
McGann.
If his daddy showed back up, you know that means that they can bring Manchester too. Except they cleared up that his daddy was just his imagination.
But what if Manchester is also in his imagination?
Oh, the reach. I don't have a dog gift handy. And speaking of Black Dean, it was so powerful seeing the commentary on Black men refusing therapy and trying to bottle up their trauma. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jimmy, you have deep and understandable PTSD, and lashing out at women who love you isn't going to cure it. On the low, both B plots were Black men dealing with their mental health this week, and I love it. That is a good catch. And yes, and I also love it. Hell, they're even bringing Haley around from the trash team. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's still 75-25 for me. She could die, but that's down from 100. So it's some progress, I guess. Lex and Eve messed up Kara's whole world. Not only did they ruin her rep as Supergirl, but in leading Lena and them to the Harrenhal, hoping to expose her complicity, they actually made it worse for when she figures out who Kara really is. When Lena realizes everything Kara's been keeping from her while actively judging, and what if it gets revealed before Alex gets her memories back? Oh, the levels to these episodes. I love it and can't wait to hear the recap. Y'all have been killing it just like the show. Thank you, sweetheart.
It's really just us coming together every week and giggling about them.
Look, they make it easy. When you put together a good show, all we got to do is sit back and take it in. I'm just saying. Let me catch up with my comments. Supergirl needs Arrow slot next season. Lex in Arrowverse is Dr. Doom Petty, and I love it. Didn't think we'd see John's dad again, but a welcome reunion is great. The stuff with Ja'an, why am I saying it like that? Has been excellent.
Because he says coffee.
Yeah. He is learning you may want peace, but got to throw them hands when needed. Getting closer to Kara versus Kara, but we have yet another break. Supergirl and Legends been the only ones to handle their breaks good this season. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rod.
Oh, sorry, my stomach. That's my stomach growling.
That was wow, girl. You need to eat.
Oh my gosh. That was so weird. I was not expecting that. I tried to watch Legends, but I was doing too much stuff this morning. I couldn't actually pay attention. But it looked really funny so far.
I'm still not caught up. I've just been going through a lot the last several months, and I just have not. I've been very selective about anything anymore what I'm watching.
But I think also
I'm gonna get back to it. I'm gonna get back to it. I just it's been a year. It's been a full calendar year, actually, when I think about it.
It's been 12 months. But I think all of the shows have been handling their breaks really well. Because even The Flash, I liked where... every time they took like a break, even if it was just like a couple of weeks off, I felt like they always ended on a decent cliffhanger, something that you were excited to come back to. And then it wasn't like last season where they would come back and be like, didn't this already happen? Did we already go? It was like they forgot their own writing. In between weeks, and I was like, "What's
going on?" What happened was, or what I think it happened.
Yeah, was. I was like, "Are y'all reading the synopses? Is it just me?" Like, so I think everybody's been handling their stuff really, really well this season, except a show that shall not be named.
Oh yeah, I was sitting up here like, huh?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You legit put it out of your mind.
I really did.
You were like out of sight, out of mind. But yeah, I've been really enjoying everybody. I think everybody's been doing a great job with their breaks, with their pacing. I feel like they're not even actually this season. I don't feel like they're building towards the end of the season. This season, I feel like they're building towards next year's crossover.
That I can see.
Because that's what it feels like right now. All right. Before we get out of here, just want to remind you that the only place where you can get Endgame tickets, no hassle, is on Brown Paper Tickets, where we have tickets for our Endgame events in DC and LA. Go to endgame.mtrnetwork.net. Come hang out with us. They're also a fairly decent price. I forgot how expensive movie tickets are. Where you actually have to pay full price for them.
Did you get a wake up call today?
It's like, ew, who does that? But yeah, come check us out. Can't wait to see you. Thanks for listening. Love y'all. All that.
Bye.
Bye. All right, and we out.